blackberries and I think blueberries. My grandfather used to grow some boysenberries. He was a good one for trying a little bit of everything, you know, in his garden. He had some boysenberries. It'd probably be the old strawberries. You could grow those here.
What about a berry? I don't know if it grows around here, but it's pretty common in foods. I mean, you could, things you buy at the store would be made with this. Some of them are, it's a berry, some of them are red, some of them are red and black. It's got sort of a rough surface to it. Starts with an R.
Raspberry?
Uh-huh.
Gee, I don't know. I know you can buy them frozen, but I've never seen fresh ones.
They don't grow around here?
I don't think so.
And
if they would, they'd grow probably over around the center of the state, because that's where a lot of the strawberries and things come from.
Does Florida grow a lot of strawberries?
Mm-hmm. Especially down around Miami, when we were down there, you could go out in the fields and pick the stuff. You know, the farmers, after they would come through with their migrant crews, then they would open up the fields for the public, you know, and you could go in and pick it for so much, you know. We used to do that, the kids would get a kick out of that, you know. They had strawberries, just acre after acre down there.
What about the migrant workers? Do they come up? Do you ever see them around here?
No, I haven't seen them around here.
Where do they work?
Down in Miami now. They were in Homestead. They were down there a lot. And I think, well, maybe over around Corona, because that's a farming place. They might be over there. So.
What about the orange groves? Do they?
Yeah, I guess they would be over in there, too. That would be mostly over around Orlando or Indian River City, where the large groves are. But you never see any of them around here. If you do see them, you know, I can't tell the difference, you know. So.
How did people feel about the migrant workers? Were they very much discriminated against, or did you?
Well, I've never been among one myself, other than going for a ride and going by their houses, but.
What were their houses like?
Oh, they were shacky places, really. You know, you wouldn't want to live there yourself. You'd really feel sorry for someone that would have to live in a place like that. They were all dirty, and I'd read in the paper a lot where there's sewer problems and things like that, you know. Oh, one of the children I read in the paper a while back got typhoid or something down there. It was awful. I guess these people really take advantage of them. You know, the rates they'll charge them for their supplies and things while they're working for them, I guess they don't get much. Did you see that movie, The Migrant? It was on TV a while back. It was really sad, you know. Cloris Leachman played the lead woman in that. It was supposed to be true, you know, the way it depicted their life. It was awful.
It seems like it would be sort of comparable to slavery.
Yeah. It's just, they can't get out of it, you know. It's, no matter how hard they work, it's just really hard to break loose and, you know, get to a better life, you know. I think they're supposed to have some programs now. I read out in Texas where they were trying to give the people a certain amount of money so they could go on and learn some other trade, you know, and mechanics or plumbing or anything, you know, and a lot of the women, I guess, would probably take like a beautician course or something like that, or I guess maybe a secretarial course, something where they could better themselves a little bit. Because the children, they don't get any education. They're not ever in any place long enough.
The overwhelming majority of these are Mexican people?
Mm-hmm. I believe so. They bring in a lot.
So they...
Or people that just don't have anything, maybe, and that's all they, you know, are from Texas, I think, a lot of them come.